Tire? Okay. You ever heard it called a felly?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about...
I would call that the wood body. I wouldn't call it the iron body.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Saddle tree.
Okay. You have any other names for those things?
No, I
don't. Now, on the wagon, you have two horses, and on each one, you have two horses. Each horse has a single tree. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you call a thing that both of these are hitched to?
Double tree.
Okay. Now, if a man was had a load of wood in his wagon, and he was taking it to town, you'd say he was
hauling.
Okay. Now, and let's say he was driving along the road, and some tree fell across the road while he was there, and you came up to it, and he had to get down on hitch one of his horses and tie it up to that piece of wood, and do what to it? Now that tree.
Yeah, I'd put it out of the wood.
Okay. Would you say he ever dragged it?
Yeah, he'd have to drag it out to a side where he could get by, I don't think.
Okay.
The tree big enough he couldn't get over it with a wagon, he couldn't do more than turn it around, I don't think he could drag it.
Right. Okay, now if that happened to somebody yesterday, you'd say he...
Yeah, he had to drag a tree out of the road.
And you say this morning if you did it this morning, you say this morning I...
Yeah. Had to drag a tree out.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the springtime? You know, when they break the ground.
Well, we always use way back then what we call Boy Dixie's turnplow.
Turnplow, Boy Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing, just as a plow, or is that a two-handed?
Yeah, it's two hands, two and a hound. Each one holds to it, and it was a turnplow. Of course, later in the day we got into steel beams. Thing like that, but way back we had work to nail them with Boy Dixie's.
Okay.
They had wooden beams.
Okay. All right, after you've plowed, you know, and the ground's kind of coarse, what do you use to break it up finer?
Well, them days we didn't have nothing. Way back down, didn't have nothing but what was called a spring tooth cultivator.
Cultivator?
That spring tooth was full with a hole. Of course, now they've got big harrows to track this floor.
Okay. And what do you call the bar of wood that comes out that you put the wagon wheel onto?
Axis.
Okay. Now, when you were cutting wood sometimes, they'd have these X-shaped frames that you lay the log on, you'd saw. What do you call those?
Well, we just call it a rack.
A rack? Okay. And what do you call the A-shaped one the carpenters use?
A-shaped.
There's one that it's a frame that's made, and it's got draw a picture here real quick. Looks like this. This is a three-quarter.
Oh, that's you got one right now.
Okay, we
I got two. Horses.
Okay.
Horses.
And if you straighten your hair out, you can do it two ways. You can use a comb, or you can use a... What's the other one you can comb your hair with? You can comb your hair, or you can... a woman's...
Brush.
Okay. And then when you go to some barber shop, sometimes they have a straight razor. And in order to get that, or you may do this too, in order to get your razor good and honed, well, you take out a leather...
strap.
Okay. And in a pistol, or in a rifle, what do you call the round that you put in it?
Cartridge.
Okay. And these are children's items. Now you might have to, you know, when you were a kid or something, these are things that kids would play with maybe.